Ask Investment Services text line. That is open right now. We appreciate everybody getting in touch with us. By the way, the APC is going to follow us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and they have free Rough Rider tickets all this week. They're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA Friday, February 24th. Please don't boo Team USA, by the way. It's also Salute to Service Night, where active and retired military and their families get discounted tickets to the game. Rough Riders tickets on the APC all this week. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information on that.
In the Big Ten, you've got Wisconsin and Maryland at 21-4 with RPIs of 23 and 22, respectively. Not bad.
Not bad.
Purdue, 20-5 with an RPI of 19.
And played a good, really good schedule.
Northwestern in fourth place at 19-6, an RPI of 33. But I think that the last texter kind of might have been on to something when Michigan State and Indiana and Ohio State aren't relevant. I think people nationally, that's what people think of when they think about Big Ten basketball.
On the other hand, we knew the Big 12 would be right up there with Kansas and Baylor, both getting number one seeds right now. And again, this has probably changed already in the last 48 hours since it came out on Saturday. Some teams are entering that top 16. Some teams are exiting that top 16 at this point. It's a fluid situation, as we all know, with the brackets and everything out there. But from not a lot of love for that Big Ten, though. That's the one thing that I took away from the announcement on Saturday. And, in fact, they're going pretty strong with the RPI right across the board. So, again, I'd like to see the bottom 16.
Kentucky, a 3?
Got a lot of talent.
God.
Got a lot of talent. SEC's not a great basketball conference either. By the way, we were talking about this in the office, Gonzaga and St. Mary's on Saturday night. You had a chance to watch that on ESPN. That was the featured game. That's where game day was, etc. And Gonzaga stays unbeaten, probably going to go through the regular season unbeaten now. Who knows what's going to happen in the West Coast Conference tournament, but good team, great mountain of a man in the middle who just changes the whole entire complexity of the game when he is in there. It's about the third or fourth time I'd seen St. Mary's this year, and I'm still not sold on St. Mary's. Haven't played the strongest schedule in the world, and really haven't beaten a lot of great teams on the same. And again, I need somebody to tell me what the difference is between Illinois State and St. Mary's. That's what I need, to tell somebody to explain that to me.
Oh, just look at the RPI. St. Mary's is 20.
Got to look at their schedule.
Well, Gonzaga twice on the schedule helps. There's no doubt about that.
That does help. Do you think Gonzaga is the number one team in the country? By the time, would you say, what are the chances they win the national championship?
I would not have them on my final line.
Would you have them in the final four?
Slightly better than an even chance, I would.
I can see them as a Elite Eight team. I don't know if they would get to that status. Let's see. St. Mary's did win at Stanford, but they are a little bit down this year. Beat Dayton. That's a good win. The losses were to UT Arlington, 65-51. Lost at Gonzaga, of course, and then lost at home to Gonzaga. So those are the three losses. Texas Arlington is who they the other team they lost to. And you can't tell me that's a good loss on the year.
Illinois State RPI 34, best in the Missouri Valley.
UT Arlington is 8-3 in the Sun Belt and in fourth right now. Behind Arkansas State, Georgia State, and Georgia State.
I caught a little bit of the game because I was curious. I because some of those games are on so late at night, I just don't stay up for them. But I was curious to see you know, what Gonzaga looked like. I knew the Special K in the middle, whatever his last name is, he's every bit as good as advertised.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was sitting there watching. It looked like, you know, Jefferson's gym.
You know, filled to the rafters.
You watch Big Ten games aside from Welsh Ryan Arena, and yeah, it was full because they only see it's 2,000. I don't know what it's what it seems.
It was a pretty cool atmosphere, though.
I suppose.
I had to say that.
I suppose.
It was a pretty cool atmosphere.
It was that same
at Moraga.
But it's not a big time atmosphere.
No. I mean, it's the West Coast Conference. It's the West Coast Conference. 319-366-1600. Hey, and a tip of the hat to the Kirkwood Eagles over the weekend. In case you missed it, Kirkwood, and we're going to talk to Brian Peterson on Friday, the men's basketball coach at Kirkwood. They knocked off the number one team in the country at Johnson Hall as they beat Southwestern, who was number one in Division II of National Junior College Basketball. Gave them their first loss on Saturday.
Defending national champion against the current number one team. Great matchup. Hopefully they had a great crowd out there. And yeah, we'll talk to Brian about that on Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Is Brian Peterson doing a great job? And we got UNI folks, you know, two of them at UN, or Kirkwood folks at UNI, two of them right now. Hunter Rhodes came off the bench, hit a big three in that first half to kind of get UNI going in that win against Missouri State yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Jordan Ashton, before he left for Iowa State, was at Kirkwood and then is now at UNI as a grad transfer.
It's good to see.
Yeah, and they will have some more people leaving this team and playing Division I basketball. 24 past the hour of 3 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Coming up tonight, Cyclone Collins Show at 1600 a.m. will come your way just past 7 o'clock. Iowa State with the win over Oklahoma. And not a whole lot of drama in that one. And I think that was probably good for everybody in Ames as Iowa State came away with the win on Saturday night. Iowa State will now be in action on Wednesday. They go to Manhattan to take on Kansas State. And that's an early start, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock with the tip-off. The last 90 minutes of the APC will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7.
Dangerous trip right there.
Yeah, Kansas State is a dangerous team, and especially at home. Kansas State's played pretty well this year. They're in a lot of the bracketology right now. So,
speaking of K-State, our thoughts go out to Bill Snyder, who has apparently been diagnosed with throat cancer. Apparently won't derail his coaching at this point anyway, but hope quick and successful recovery for him.
And also in college football news, Bobby Elliott has been hired at the University of Nebraska to coach on Mike Riley's staff. So, good guy. Just definitely a good guy. And that's really cool to see.
Yep.
And as long as we're passing out congratulations, Alyssa Weeble, formerly of Bent Community, the Missouri Valley Conference Softball Newcomer of the Week for Illinois State. And heck of a softball player for both Benton and now for the Redbirds. I'm all about Illinois State love today, aren't I? Let's hear it for Bloomington Normal on the show today.
That's normal.
Thank you. 26 past the hour of 3. We'll take a break, come back. Mike Halas will join us on the other side, and we'll talk with the sports columnist with Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was in Ames on Saturday night. We'll talk about that and more when we come back. Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
For Valentine's Day, let your local Hy-Vee florist create a magical arrangement guaranteed to melt your sweetheart. Their beautiful bouquets and elegant arrangements are the best in town and at the best price, too. Make this particular Valentine's Day even more unforgettable. When you stop in for flowers, also pick up chocolate-covered strawberries, a gift card, or a bottle of wine. Find gifts of love at Hy-Vee. Call your Cedar Rapids or Marion Hy-Vee florist today. Visit Hy-Vee.com and check out the Hy-Vee Facebook page for special savings. Your Hy-Vee floral designers can design anything you dream.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Corridor foes collide at boys high school basketball this Tuesday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham this Tuesday night at 7:30 as Class 4A number one rated Iowa City West comes to town to meet Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Trojans are coming off a loss to Missouri's number two team last Saturday and face a Jayhawk squad looking for the big upset. That's boys NBC basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa. Talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
We welcome you back. 3:28, Monday edition of the Gym Class. KGYM coming up tomorrow. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament will be joining us. We're going to preview the state wrestling tournament, which will get underway with state duels on Wednesday. The traditional state meet starts on Thursday. And then they'll have, of course, the Thursday first round and get into the semifinals coming up on Friday night after the quarterfinal rounds. And then they'll get into the finals coming up on Saturday. All the wrestlebacks will come up on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk with Mark Ironside a little bit about that coming up on Wednesday. And like I said, Brian Peterson will also join us coming up, the Kirkwood men's basketball coach, later on in the week. Get ready to talk right now. We talk with him on Mondays, and that is Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter at Halas, and also check out his work at thegazette.com. Some good reading there for you. Go to the website and check it out. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Doing all right. We're just kind of, in the words of the great Gus Schrader, and you guys, you know this as well as Mark, it's all hash today.
You know, hash used to mean something different back then.
Yes, it did. Not maybe what you're saying, it means something different in this day and age.
I don't think people eat as much hash in this day and age as maybe they did then.
Oh, the old Dinty Moore hash. Okay. Favorite part of the Grammys, Mike.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I thought that thing with Metallica and Lady Gaga was pretty cool.
Yes, it was.
And I don't like heavy metal. I enjoy it when a microphone goes dead.
Yeah, he was a little upset, I heard.
He was born upset.
Kind of did a little drop
but
kick.
You know what? It just wouldn't be a Sunday anymore without Lady Gaga, would it?
No. What are we going to do next week? Is she going to drop onto the 18th green at Riviera next week?
I should probably turn up at the Grand Ole Opry or something.
All I saw was the red carpets while I was eating with the family, and CeeLo was... I couldn't figure out if he was a Star Wars character or what was that, an Oscar. I don't know what he was doing.
I'm not going to fill in the blanks for you.
You know, I watch that every year. It's a guilty pleasure because I'm not, you know, I consider myself a music fan, and I don't think that I'm lost in 50 years ago, although I think the music of the 1960s is still the best it ever was, but I think there's plenty good every year. Every single year, there's plenty of good new stuff. But I watch the Grammys anyway because it's like, okay, I never heard of this, never heard of that, never heard of him, never heard of her. And it humbles me.
I'm the same way, but I felt it was really great. They propped up one of the remaining Bee Gees for that special. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, here's something about music and film to me are different than sports. To me, sports, the generally now, not across the board, but generally, the teams and the players get better and better and better incrementally. They get bigger, they get faster, they do things, they still can do things we've never seen before, but if you make a great movie or a great song or a great novel, it stays great. And when, was it John Legend played God Only Knows, the Beach Boys song, Brian Wilson. That's very nice. Very nice job he did. He's a talented guy. But Brian Wilson's version of God Only Knows is about as perfect, as a, to me, as a song could ever be. And that was sort of a reminder of that.
To me, a lot of the Grammys is trying to outdo the other person next to you.
I'm with Mike. You know, 80% of the people I don't recognize.
No, I have no idea.
The guy that won for country, I thought it was fantastic, but I never heard of him before. And well, he's not a country singer either. That was he can do blues. He could do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but you're going to hear. You're talking about Sturgill Simpson.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to hear from him because he is a major talent, and I've only heard a little bit of him, but this is one of these, I think, generational performers, so keep your ears on him.
Speaking of generational performers, you wrote about Monte Morris after the Iowa State-Oklahoma game, and his assist-to-turnover ratio has been well-documented. Is that the best measure of a point guard, do you think, Mike?
No, but it does say a lot. When you've got somebody who has the ball in his hands as much as Morris does and turns it over as rarely, that's it's rare to be redundant. And it gives you a chance. Even if he's just has an average talent, you know, we've seen what Wisconsin could do the last 10 or 15 years. A lot of it's been based on the fact that it doesn't give the ball away. You're not talking about maybe the most talented teams in the country, but when they only turn the ball over 8 or 9 times a game, they give themselves a chance to beat everybody. And Iowa State is being out-rebounded by over 10 a game in the Big 12, which you'd say to yourself, okay, that you can't compete doing that. But when they only turn the ball over 4 times Saturday as opposed to Oklahoma's 14, that wipes out the rebounding and then some. And then take away the turnovers and realize that Morris is also averaging 6 assists a game. And you've got a special player, just one of those once every 25 years kind of guys.
Well, that's at least, at the very minimum, 12 points that he's adding there. And like you say, that counteracts anything that the Cyclones are deficient at as far as the rebounding is concerned.
Yeah, and his assist numbers would be a lot more eye-popping if, you know, he could pass to himself. He's scoring 16 points a game himself, and he's shooting more and he's driving more than he's had to in his first 3 years for obvious reasons. They don't have the weapons that they had when he was an underclassman. And they're not as good a team as they've been the last 3 years, but as long as they have him, I think it's one of those deals where if you draw them in the first round of the NCAA tournament, you're going to say, we could have done better than this.
As far as Iowa State as a whole, Saturday night, I think there was a kind of a collective sigh of relief when that game didn't go down to the wire, that they actually could enjoy a win, especially at home, where they, in the past, seemingly never have lost. And I think I've dropped 3 this year. And I think there was just kind of a big sigh of relief at Hilton Coliseum on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think you're right. There was. Now, they had a halftime lead of 7 or 9 points, I forget what, and Oklahoma came back and completely erased it. And Iowa State went right back and I think had a 9-0 or 10-0 run and kept their foot on the pedal from that moment forward. They seem to have it in their eyes. I sit at courtside over there when I go to games, and I you could see it in their faces. They had a real sort of attitude about that game, like we're not going to kick this one away. And it was determined, but yet it was with high spirits. Morris did a lot of smiling in that game, like we're playing this game the way I want us to play for a change. And, you know, you play 30 games, you have ups, you have downs. They're in arguably one of the 2 best leagues in the country. And, you know, they've taken some lumps, they've given some lumps. But, You know, that mentality of playing 40 minutes instead of 25 minutes, they don't have enough talent to just play 25. They got to play 40. And if they do that, they're a very fun team to watch.
If you love rooting for underdogs, Northwestern is your team, Mike. Isn't that true? It is for me. Good
yeah.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Did that get them in the tournament, that victory yesterday?
Well, I mean, they're 8-4 in the Big Ten, so obviously you got to win a couple more games, but it goes a long way, obviously. You win on the road against Wisconsin, and nobody else has done that this season,
And
no one probably will. And that, without one of Northwestern's best players, Scotty Lindsey, who's been out for a few games, which is why they had a dip, I think. They came in there with a two-game losing streak. They're one of the 64 best in the country. They're one of the four or five best teams in the Big Ten, and they've earned everything they've gotten.
You have penned, and I know it's up, I believe, online at thegazette.com about the Big Ten. They were shut out of the February revealing of the top 16 in the brackets for whatever that is worth. And you're calling it you called it a flat year in the Big Ten.
Yeah, it's not the start of an ice age. It's one of those years where they just don't seem to have a great team, where across the board they're not as strong as they've been the last 5 or 6 years. You're going to have a season like that sooner or later where, you know, you just seem to be absent the superstars. You just don't have the marquee teams. And this is that year. I just don't think it's a very compelling season for the conference. And I don't think it's a sign of things to come. I think it's, you know, just one of those years.
If I was headed anywhere in the postseason, it quite likely could be the NIT. I mean, there's still work to be done there, but you've alerted us to the fact that the NIT is going to experiment with some new rules. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I don't have that story in front of me, but as I looked at it quickly, they're going to have 4 10-minute quarters like the women do. And so the foul thing will be different. If you get to 5 fouls in a quarter, then you're in the bonus.
Yes.
And shoot 2 instead of 1-1, yeah.
Yeah, right. And that's a good thing. And I believe that if you foul somebody, the clock won't get reset to 30. That it'll be reset to 20 unless there was more than 20 seconds left when you did it. And I don't know how it'll work with the number of timeouts. Maybe that'll be reduced. I'm not for sure there either. But it's going to be more like the women's game, and I think it's going to be the way that the men's game is going to head very quickly.
Well, and that kind of goes with a little bit more of the international rules as far as basketball is concerned. Maybe we'll go to a what do they call it, a rhombus? Instead of the lane, I don't know what the specific geometric shape of that is, but basketball is becoming more global.
The consensus is, you guys, is that the games last too long. You know, you can have situations, and you sometimes do, where the last 2 minutes of a game will last 20 minutes, and I think they want to get away from that. And if that means that you're in a 10-minute fourth quarter and teams aren't in foul trouble, maybe you can have that. I don't know.
I thought baseball was the only game that we were concerned about that it lasts too long.
Yeah, I'm seeing some stuff proposed, but that deal with starting the 10th inning with a guy at second base is one of the kookiest things that's ever come down the pipe.
I thought you'd like that, though. You're usually for kooky.
Okay. But doing it that way is just, okay, let's bunt him over to third and try and hit a fly ball.
That's 16-inch softball, Mike.
Yeah, it's, to me, start the inning with the bases loaded and you only get one out. See what happens. You know, you could score 6 runs or the guy hits a pop-up.
Or he gets 0.
Yeah. You know, goats galore.
Or we could just do it as it is.
When did this become a big problem, the extra innings? I mean, it's like, let's get the first nine innings played a little quicker. I'm not worried about the 12th or 13th.
No. No, maybe it's after they cut off beverage sales in the eighth that perhaps that, this became a series in contention. I don't know.
Then all the ushers just want to go home, you know?
Right. True.
They're drunk and they're angry. They can't get any more beer.
Text line Kyle complimenting you, Scott. Rhombus. Scott, way to flex those vocabulary muscles.
I don't even know if it's a rhombus, but...
It's one of the best dances there is.
Nobody did it last night in the Grammys, I was told, though. So, Michael Loss joining us at 3:43 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM.
Mike, you know I appreciated the story you wrote about the first Jefferson Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I hopefully other people caught it as well. If not, go back online and get that, read that for sure. But I guess the thing that I came away with, and I think other people did, was not only were there some great athletes in the 60s at Jefferson, but it was a much more innocent time.
Yeah, it was a different time. You know, to me, I don't usually like to get lost in the let's remember stories because you shut off a percentage of the audience doing that. You know, I mean, when I was 20 years old, I didn't really want to read about some team from the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
But there are universal themes. And I think something that's a universal theme is high school sports used to be different, at least in cities this size and larger. I don't want to say the world revolved around them, but it kind of felt like it did sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the only game in town a lot of places, and I think this was one of those places, which made it a more romantic thing, and it also put a lot more spotlight on the kids who were the high school stars, and when they did great things like that Jefferson basketball team in 67 did, it didn't just make them state champions, it made them, honest to goodness, legends in their community. And I don't think we'll ever see that again, not in cities this size. It's always a big deal when a team wins a state championship, and I think it always will be. To have parades and have the mayor come and speak at your victory celebration and to have the whole city really locked in when you're at the state tournament, I think those days are gone for good.
No, I would agree. And being close to the situation, obviously, it's a dichotomy. It's different because you have, like you said, the 1A's and the 2A's, the smaller towns, and when Phil or Steve Dozer or Denny Gettle and I go out to do some games at some of the smaller venues out there, we really look forward to it because it's still it's kind of a page from Norman Rockwell, if you will, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter if you got a daughter, son, grandson, whatever the case may be. Everybody just goes because that's what you do.
Right,
and it's just, I guess, if you didn't grow up around it, you don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, look, nothing stops the world from changing, and it changes for the better, it changes for the worse. In 1967, television itself was still a fairly novel concept. I mean, you had three TV stations, and, you know, that was that. You entertainment options were going to the movies or going to the whatever was going on at the high school, and there wasn't much else, you know. I guess driving the avenue, and now people have all the entertainment options they need in the palm of their hand on the telephone, and you don't want to sound like one of those the good old days things, because every generation's different. Life moves on and so forth, and there's so much about living right now that's really good. But I envy the people who have been in the situation where when their town or their high school did something special and it brought everybody together, because I don't think I'll ever get to experience that.
I enjoy going back and doing the historical type stuff, obviously, but I'm not one of those guys either that, you know, bring back the good old days, because I agree with you that there's a lot good going on today, but people need to know about a different time in their life, even if they're young. Hey, kids actually played pickup baseball games on the local diamond. Really? They did at one time.
The whole day.
Well, you know, I wonder, like, you're very show, and there are 1,000 like them across the country. This didn't used to be part of radio.
Right.
And there, in the last 10 or 20 years, we've seen so many TV sports talk shows. And I wonder if part of that is that the art of conversation is sort of more of a novel concept to people than it used to be. Podcasts have exploded as something that people listen to, which I think I would have bet against. But I think that people are really hungry just to hear give and take with people, especially smart people, people who with experiences, people who are in the arena, they're not just blowing off steam off a bar stool or in a coffee shop. And I really think that maybe that's a part of life in general that feels missing for a lot of people, just the experience of connecting with other people.
And hot takes.
Yeah, hot takes too, I guess, but it's just, I think, you know what, Saturday I drove to Ames, and I usually listen to music, or if there's a compelling game on the radio, I'll listen to that. But I thought, I'm going to try something different, and I listened to a couple of podcasts, and they happened to be good ones, really personal and smart. And it's like, geez, I think I really get why people connect to these. It can be quite, it made the time fly.
The opening of spring training means what to you, Mike?
It means that spring is coming.
It has more to do with the weather than it does baseball, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm not a spy. I've been to a couple exhibition games in my life, and I don't care if I ever see another one. They bore me. But the idea of sitting outside for 3 hours in warm weather, that I find appealing.
As long as it doesn't go into extra innings.
Yeah. Pretty much have a rule against that.
Yes, in spring training, you don't have to go into extra innings.
On the text line, good point to be made, 9579. Small communities like the one I'm from, Center Point, still rally around and come together for high school teams during the playoffs. It puts a special buzz in the air around town. I think that's absolutely true. That's still prevalent in our small school, smaller towns. But I'm not going to make comparisons. But I think that's great that still happens.
Yeah. No, I agree.
By the way, a couple folks point out it's a trapezoid, not a rhombus. Okay.
I said I wasn't geometrically positive on that. It's a trapezoid.
Don't you hate it when the audience is smarter than the host?
Yeah, that's always the case, Mike.
Yeah, that rarely happens on this program. No, just kidding.
That's how the world has changed too. Is I used to have to rely on copy editors.
Oh God!
You know, if the copy editors didn't save me, then my mistake lived forever in print. But now you put something online, and anybody out there can let you know right away. And it's like, okay, one guy saw it, I fixed it. You'll never know I was an idiot.
I meant to email you about Sunday's column, Mike. I'll get back to you on that. Okay.
And I will never forget. It's a trapezoid. All right. right. Well, hey, Mike, appreciate the time as always, and we will talk to you again coming up next Monday.
Okay.
Michael Haas, read his stuff online at thegazette.com. Also, follow him on Twitter, at Haas.
Kind of veered in different directions, but it was refreshing.
Trapezoid. I knew it was something like that. I knew it wasn't the lane, and yeah, I agree with Mike. I think we're going to see it go toward the international rules a little bit more, and I think we will see quarters come back as far as college basketball is concerned. And it's interesting because high schools think you're going to halves. Can't we all just get together? Can't we all just get together?
Yeah, the women's game, I don't think it's changed too much, and we've talked to Lisa Bluter about it. The quarter system, I think, has some merit, and I agree with you guys. I think that's the direction of the college game for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of the women's game, Connecticut goes for number 100 in a row tonight.
And we'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
They will get it. My money's on UConn for this one. All right, we'll take a break, come back. More of the Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
When it comes to Valentine's gifts, bigger doesn't always mean better. Come on, who really wishes for a giant stuffed teddy bear or a room full of heart-shaped balloons? Helzberg Diamonds knows what it takes to make you the hero of her heart. We have beautiful gifts that are just the right size, at just the right price, starting at only $49.99. Helzberg Diamonds, here's to love.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 1.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles. So you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
If it's time to top off, flush, or refill your cooling system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, $11.99 a gallon. Plus, earn double points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month. Protect your engine with Prestone Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They're going to kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me, then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play. At TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables you rent by the hour. But you gotta be 21 to get in because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall. On the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
3:56, back with you. We mentioned with Mike Halas a little bit, and by the way, we'll have the podcast up in case you missed anything on that coming up here in just a little bit. Mentioned the NIT might go to some international rules coming up, and that deals, I believe, with our poll question today, Mike. Or Mark.
It does indeed. The NIT will experiment with international style rules this year. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And while you listen to us, you can Google trapezoids and rhombuses.
What was somebody even went above and beyond the trapezoid?
There's what's called an isosceles trapezoid as well, or an isosceles. Yeah. isosceles trapezoid.
Coach Hirkelman would be very unhappy with me right now.
Just trust me on this, folks. Look it up for yourself.
We trust you on that. KGYM Road Trip's coming back to the Coach's Corner this Friday, February the 17th. Todd and Tyler will be there. And stop on by. Some great prizes that you can register for. So make your plans to be there this Friday. The KGYM Road Trip, driven by Coach's Corner Sports Pub and Linder Tire Service. All right. I will be over at Linmar tonight, as it'll be Austin Fife and Waverly Shellrock coming to take on Linmar. Of course, Fife will be headed off to UNI next year. His dad was a former UNI Panther as well, Steve Fife, back in the day. Google it. Trust us. He was.
Appreciate all the texts. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them, but stay tuned for 4 to 7, the Afternoon Players Club with Todd Brommelkamp and Tyler Ryder.
Yep. We'll be on tomorrow with a preview of the state wrestling tournament with Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament as that four-day circus gets underway coming up on Wednesday. Have yourself a great night. We'll talk to you tonight out at Linmar. APC is next.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean